Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Street and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Welcome again to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful that you can join us tonight. We are looking forward to engaging in a good conversation. I see that our phone lines are already lit up, and just bear with me a few minutes till we get through our monologue. We had a good conversation on Tuesday, and it drove us to our conversation tonight. But for those that perhaps are listening for the first time, Talk Straight is a podcast radio show that is designed to spark national conversation throughout urban America. And yours truly, the chief researcher and lecturer, we have a research-based seminar and lecture series that we use to hopefully bring context and understanding to how particularly young people throughout urban America face challenges. And that's related to what we're talking about tonight. But the number to call here live is 657-383-0944. We got about another hour and a half to go. I hope that you share with me your questions, your comments. I don't expect everyone to agree. Don't expect you to disagree. But we do want to be courteous to one another, hear our viewpoints. And I certainly learned from it. I certainly gained some, but I think that you will as well. But nonetheless, again, 657-383-0944 is the number to call. Or you can post your question or comments via Facebook tonight. And we'll be happy to share that as much as you like for us to and engage you in some really good substantive conversation and dialogue. Okay. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get through. We hope to have Pastor Ricky Waller, our regular panelist, to come on and join us, as well as you. It's most important that we have your participation. But nonetheless, we're grateful again for you. And with that being said, let me just give an intro to our conversation tonight. The takeaway from Tuesday essentially was the need to understand how some actions can result in self-destruction, okay, or setting yourself back. There are many well-meaning people who, across urban America and perhaps even suburban America, rural America, want to do better, but they can't seem to understand why it is they're always going backwards. What's the deal? What's really going on, right? Well, tonight what we want to do is to hopefully provide information that will break those cycles that often are passed down from generation to generation. I appreciate you joining us here. We're just going to get through this monologue. And there is, now let me just make a disclaimer. From time to time, we use music as a pneumatic tool or as a informational instructional tool. And tonight I'm going to use a 1996 cut from Scarface of the Ghetto Boy. You don't know that, that's okay. Scarface is a little funny. He talks straight. And I want you to understand by introducing this in the context of being forward about where then, and I believe now, this mindset is. And when we get to it, I want you to understand that we're introducing this to emphasize the thought that time doesn't wait on you to get it right. And when there are people who are constantly going back and forth and repeating the same mistake, they lose critical time. And when it comes time to be there for their children, to teach them, to be an example, to direct them, time has eluded them, gotten away from them. That's the point of it, okay? So with that being said, we'll get right into it. How a hard head makes a soft booty. That's the topic of our show tonight. How a hard head makes a soft booty, okay? Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the 13th verse reads like this. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them. Sounds like there is a condition here that the Creator is going to provide you certain securities for success. And being number one and on top under certain conditions. Well, through our conversation tonight, I hope we can discover some of what that is. All right? The colloquial phrase, a hard head makes a soft behind. You may have heard it said as a soft ass or a soft booty. It comes from a Southern American experience, black folk in South America particularly. Moreover, this phrase refers to the reality that an individual who refuses to listen to reason are prone to have hardship throughout their life. The person or persons who insist on repeatedly making the same mistakes over and over again rather than listening to examples of good, sound reason are subject to hear this phrase often applied to them. Now, sadly enough, there are chronologically grown individuals, people that have been around here a long time, 3 and 4 decades and longer, unfortunately, who walk around with a proverbial sore behind every day. Why? Why do they behave so all the time? Simply because they choose not to follow sound reason. Now, what's most unfortunate, if you ask me, is the tendency to pass this backward thinking and mentality on to their children, thereby perpetuating a cycle, generational cycle of self-destruction. Now, I could be wrong. I hope you talk to me tonight. Let's get it right. Let's get it right, okay? But I want you to consider a few factors as to how we get to this point of getting a hard head when the child is born. How did the head get to be so hard? Why is it that they are less likely to follow good sound reason? Well, let's consider this for a second. In an ideal situation, being consistent with the scriptures, Proverbs 22 and 6, when a child is reared in a way that is appropriate for them based on their individual skill, their individual interest, their talent, okay, and their vision. them in that way, right, what you do is you expose them to discipline and structure, and you provide them opportunities to grow in that context. From an early age, this child learns to look to and be guided by principle order. All right? This lesson carries on later in their years and latency in life as an adult. This is what the text meant when it said when they get old, they won't depart from it. That was our conversation Tuesday night. It's possible, however, let me make this clear, it's possible for that same child who's been reared in structure, discipline, order to make the choice that they are going to walk away from all that they've had, all that structure and discipline. But guess what? That hard head will make a soft behind. Okay? This lesson carries over late in years. It's possible, as I said, for that to happen to somebody who's been exposed to structure and discipline, right? They face consequences as well. However, in the absence of proper parental authority, father, mother, voice, and sometimes it may be a surrogate father or someone who fills in, that same child most likely will grow up learning about life the hard way, bumping their head over and over again because there was no one to tell them. Now, what happens is they're going to learn one of two ways, either consciously or unconsciously. It's better that they consciously learn not to have a soft behind when they get older. Some things that you want to look at is the voice of authority in their life, right? Who is that? The proper structure for their daily activity from a childhood up. How well they learn to respect authority. And let me tell you why that's important. Because when you learn to respect authority, you learn to your self-authority and have self-governance. There are a lot of good people who don't know how to be a good leader because they've never learned how to follow. We don't talk about it tonight. Oh, yeah. Then you extend civic responsibility. What does that mean? That means when you're in an environment, a community with other people, you learn how to be responsible to yourself and to others so that you don't cross that line. Okay? There's a concept called reciprocity. Reciprocity. It's about giving back so that you can be sustained. You can't be greedy and expect everything to come your way. Absorb and suck up from your community, from people around you, and give absolutely nothing. That won't work either. This is the basic human value that we walk away with when we learn. And if we're not hard-headed, if we're not obstinate, guess what? We don't have to have no soul behind us. It can happen. For a second, let me bring your attention to Scarface so you can hear what he's saying. And check him out for a second because he done went there on me. And I told Scarface, look here, man, you need to quit playing so much, all right? So here we go. Let's just stop for just one second. And again, let me emphasize, these words may be a little uncut, but we're grown folks. Let's just talk straight.
As I open my eyes up to a new day, I see the same old shit that I was face to face with yesterday. It's all the same, man. I can't change sound. An example of a young man trapped up in his brain shot. I close my eyes to reframe my thoughts. Open my eyes to remain unclean. Why my life gotta have it yesterday? Why can't I memorize tomorrow and let my life be yesterday? A baby's born and you hear them all crying. She's crying cause she's happy. The fact she knows she's going to. Probably some shit will never pick it out. I think my mind is quite a second mind trying to take me down. I had a dream and I think I saw it too. Cause he had to look stand up for me. And he sung to me these four too. He told me life is like a game of chess. You wrote them right the first time. She seldom get to the point. Not understanding what he said, Doc. I found myself in the middle of life, an infrared dot. So tell me, Doc, that you keep it. Motherfuckers busting at you just win. You mentioned that. That's why you find me in a salt mine. Cause in this world, we live together. We're divided by your dark. You wanted to hear my life story, but I know. Maybe they'll answer to my question. You're under the phone. What's the solution to this problem? You telling me you're going to take John. How long are you trying to say? I'm
you're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and that's it. That's it. The young man was in therapy with his doctor in the scenario, and he was asking the doctor to help him understand why it is time was so cruel to him. Why is he having this problem mentally? Okay? We got two of the prettiest ladies in America. I'll say the world on the line. 8112, a.k.a. Mama D, and 3072, a.k.a. Dr. Roma. Welcome, ladies. How y'all doing tonight?
How y'all doing?
Hey,
I'm good. All right. Did y'all hear anything I had to say? What do you think about it?
Well, I don't have the words. So I don't know, really. I don't know.
Say what? Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Do you think that there is a problem with good people making mistakes and getting their tail worked? Now, they think they're wrong. They're
yeah.
all together now. But, I mean, talk to me about that. Now, y'all break straight with me. Now, be real now. Come on, keep it. Just talk straight. Keep it real.
Yes, I think that there is a problem with that. I don't know if this veers off of the conversation, but I was house hunting earlier. I went into a frowned upon neighborhood. I saw a really beautiful house for rent, beautiful property. However, because of the issues surrounding the properties in the neighborhood, you know, so it happens. You got some great people, I'm sure, that own homes or renting homes or whatever over there, but because of other people surrounding them or mistakes that they've made, good people are paying for it too.
Right.
And that's just one of the examples or one of the ways that show, you know.
That's interesting you said that.
Someone's drowning her out. I don't know if it's a radio they have on or what, but it's interesting.
Someone is drowning her out. Can you hear?
Yes.
Can you hear better now?
She's not speaking.
Hey,
okay,
can
so
you hear me?
Test
it's better
one,
now.
Two. Okay.
Yes,
yeah, I think there was an echo.
Yeah, you know what I believe that is. I'm using a different setup. And I think it may be here in my little makeshift studio. But if that's
okay,
good
that's
with y'all,
fine.
If y'all is that good right there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Let's work it like that. Were you able to understand much of anything what she said, 8112?
I understand everything that she said. But at the same time, me coming from where I've been, not there was no horrible place, because I can pretty much get along most places I've lived at. But however, where I'm at now, I understand what she's saying. They probably felt like that about me, but I was like, I ain't got nowhere to go. I live here, and I don't plan on going too soon. However, like I said, I can understand, because I had people to treat me like, oh, here come the Black Beverly Hillbillies. But I was cool. I was cool. I maintained. I went to the certain neighbors that said, I come from a very large family. If you have a problem, if my music gets too loud, all you have to do is ask me and I shall turn it down.
Interesting.
Try to calm my family down. So I understand that. So sometimes it's not what we say or how we do. I think it's how we go about doing it.
Exactly. And I was just going to add, and I'm kind of conflicted and torn with, like, you know, so how should I feel? These are my people.
But at the same time,
treat me like I'm your people, too. So be respectful. There are some little guys standing around, and granted, they were in front of their house. but it looked a little rough pulling up, and I don't know what's going on. Are y'all just socializing? Are you,
right.
you know, I don't know.
Right.
And personally,
you know,
I'm go ahead.
I'm sorry I cut you off. I was just saying that was very interesting. I'm going to respond to you. Go ahead. Finish your thought. I apologize.
And so what I'm looking for in a black, white, Chinese, Hispanic, wherever community I decide to pay my money into, I just don't want to be bothered with nobody.
Okay.
If I be bothered with you, meaning I have company, then we need to take our festivities inside where we're not disturbing others. Or, you know, right. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't feel like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me...
I didn't feel like that.
Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt anyone or anything.
No, no, go ahead. You're good. Go ahead.
I had one of the prejudiced middle-aged women live next door to me. She wound up leaving before I did. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like this. I have common sense, number one. Things get too
mm-hmm.
out of hand. I would call the police on my own folks. I don't even like the po-po.
Okay.
But
okay.
at the same time, I refuse to live as if I'm living in a cage because of what you think or how I should live.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. Ladies, y'all going right where I want you. Let me just say that we had a caller from 806, Erico 806, and I think Outcast had joined us. I'm not sure what happened. Feel free to give us a call back here, 657-383-0944. If you're following us on live stream tonight, likewise, feel free to give us a call. We welcome and honor your question or comment. Now, ladies, so I brought this, again, this topic came from Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Brother out of the suburbs of Chicago made the point that people struggle and you know, they're hard-headed, and particularly young people, and that hard-head makes us soft behind. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal was to talk about how you get there. Now, what you all are saying is that you got to make room for a certain way of life of people and respect the fact that that's how they get down. That's just how they live, right? And they got a right to live that way and not have anybody judge them. Is that what I'm hearing from you all?
That's what you heard from
Well, I this is why I'm calling. I am in agreement with Diane, and I wouldn't have no trouble living next door to her because, for one, I know what she's on. I know what she's on.
Okay.
It's not going to
okay.
be a bunch of foolishness. The police called out to her house every day.
Mm-hmm.
Drug deals going down in the front yard.
Yes.
Okay, hang on. I said I would be okay with you living next door to you, even though you like to barbecue or you like to play your music. Then another upstanding riding through my son in them area, I was telling y'all how pleased I was with out there. Riding the bike with him one day, we saw a black man, homeowner, out there cutting his grass and listening to him some Frankie Beverly and Maze. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the difference was his
mm-hmm.
music wasn't glaring to the ceiling like he was trying to party the whole block. He was just trying to enjoy and get a piece of that American dream that he worked so hard to pay for that beautiful house in. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm talking about the other things that scare even us African Americans with our own people. We don't know what's going on because things are just wide open looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's bad for people that maybe that don't do that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
that's bought a home over there, that is maybe, and it's driving down actually the value of the property. I mean, so that's another concern.
Tell me this, 3072. Tell me this now. How does everybody get along, and where do we learn the appropriate behaviors? Or is there a chalk line? That's what Scarface was saying. There's some sort of chalk
there
line that divides.
There should be a chalk line.
What is that? But by the way, we got Pastor Waller joining us. He's laying back on it. But it's jump in any time, Pastor. What is that chalk line? What is the are there rules, or is it right to have
No, not when it affects other people around you. Now, if you had a property with acres and whatever else, you can walk out there naked and do whatever you want to do. Ain't nobody else affected but you. You're not offending anyone but you. But when you live 100 feet next to me or 75, yeah, I got to see you. I got to interact with you. That's not fair to me.
Interesting. What about that, Mama D?
She's absolutely correct. You know, I had to tell my family, some of them, oh, you think you all that. I'm not doing nothing to be all that. I am still living my life. I won't let you come over here and disrupt my life more further than the neighbor. Now,
running you hot.
You now, I will get down and dirty with you outside. So, as leave that where it lay. If you don't like the rules of my house, then you go home.
I see.
And honestly, I think there's appropriate places for whatever you want to do. If I want to have a party to where it's just wild and out and all of that, I need to keep that contained inside of my home.
Well,
whatever's going on needs to stay in my house to where my neighbors are not affected by that.
Let me say
and
this.
I have
so
done
let me
that
ask you
before.
This.
Now, let me interrupt one.
Now, y'all know that has been referred to as being ghetto fabulous. Is that
I'm
what y'all
what,
talking
what
about?
Has,
yes,
so,
I agree. It
so,
is.
Some
it
of these
ghetto fabulous, exactly like that. And I was in my house. I done came from outside the house. Now, hell, I'm not running off the block to go nowhere. So I came in the house. Point. Crank my little music up. All I see is a light shining in the window. What the hell is that?
What?
That's that. What you want? Oh, we got a noise disturbance. From where? My windows are closed. The doors are closed. Where you want me to play it at?
So,
and ma'am, please turn it. When they come, the sheriffs come, they come like somebody got murdered or something. I'm like that. I'm the only one y'all in all these popos. I don't like
Okay, hold it right there, lady. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Pastor Waller. You there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I am.
Okay. Now, Pastor, you hear what these ladies are saying? Do you hear this?
I got a little bit of it. I've been hearing.
Okay.
Speaking
of violence. I'm not sure I'm hearing right. Maybe my ears are getting away from me. But I want to pull out two things, ladies, of the monologue that I made reference to. Okay? And one of them was, well, three things. Respect for authority, right? Self-governance, and civic responsibility. Now, Mama D?
Yes?
The sheriff or the police, when they come, do you think they rightly have authority to say to you, there is a reason for us to come and ask you to turn the music down? Do you think they have the authority to do that? Okay.
Yes,
brilliant.
I do. I do truly believe that, and I also stated that it's not what we say and how we talk to people.
Right.
It's how we do it.
Okay.
So
okay. So
they
come
at me. I may get smart.
I'm sorry.
Get smart a little bit, but I also know, like you tell my kids, shut up. You got to know when to hold them and hold them. So, therefore, yes, sir, I'd be glad to turn it down. Turn it down when they leave. If I want to, I turn it back.
Okay.
But
let
I don't be
Let me get Pastor Waller here. Let me bring Pastor Waller here. Pastor, we talked about Proverbs 22 and 6, where it talks about training up a child. What happened in urban America, Pastor, that so many young people will come sit on your car and assume that you have nothing to say to them.
Yeah.
And in your front of your house and say whatever they get ready to or feel like they're big enough to or behave in whatever manner, right? Come in your house and do those things. Pastor, how do we get babies to that point that they think that's okay? Reed, talk to me about that, please.
Well, I mean, there's certain energy you get when you're outside playing. I mean, you can look at the emblem on a car, for instance, and it looks attractive like a toy, you know, in the kid's eye. And so it happens, you know, things like that. I've seen mine twitched around and things like that.
Right.
You know, did the kid do it because he thought there was something you should do, or did he do it being rebellious or trying to, you know, just do something that's going to bring forth habit? It's a catch 22 to that, especially, you know, train up a child in the way they can go. And, you know, that right there, you know, is a powerful statement according to the Word of God. But when you don't know that the Word of God say that, and you train them up the best way you know how, and, you know, your kid's out there playing, and someone go tell the parent, you know, of the kid who done that, you know, you may have repercussions back in the days in which I grew up. But today, I mean, it's a little different because they've taken away a lot of things that a kid should do by way of respecting, you know, the elders and respecting, you know, people in a way where you'll be able to understand that they have a lot of respect for them. But today's time is not too much like that. And it's because a lot of things been taken away from them, man. And,
yeah,
you know, I just didn't really know exactly how to put it, but I'll sum it up like this.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have to say it like this. My own experience is
okay.
that I had my automobile parked in front of where I live when I came out.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification, press 5.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said it. I came out and it was gone. So what did I do
what?
About it? I mean, I didn't know who done it. The emblem on the front of the car, you know, on the hood. And, you know, they can twist it around. You know, you can bend it and it's flexible and things like that. You know, at some point they play with it so much to where, I mean, I guess, I mean, you couldn't stand out there and guard it. And, you know, did I appreciate what they was doing? No, I don't even know who done it. So they get into things maybe thinking it was a toy. I don't know if that was the motive or not, man. I just use that for an example. So if they have good training and they say, don't you go out there and mess with nobody's whatever it is, and they find something that looks like a toy, what would they do? I mean, it's 9 times out of 10 if you just with that kid done.
Yeah, I'm listening.
They think you're doing no harm either. You know?
Yeah. He's, I'm listening to it right now. Let me see if you can hear it. It just went quiet.
Hello?
Was something going on the line? Can't hardly hear?
Yeah, now I can. It sounds like.
What's wrong?
We
Hello?
Got you.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm here. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah,
okay.
Pastor Docker, can't hear you.
No, we lost him, it sounds like.
Sure
yeah,
does.
Yeah, Pastor Docker, what's going on?
Yeah but
on.
I'm in agreement with you there, Pastor Waller. It's like, I mean, and again, that's all I'm trying to avoid is situations like that because, you know,
right.
It's not our place to judge anybody else's life. I know what I judge my own, and I know what I wouldn't do. But,
yeah.
Again, I don't want to have to suffer at the hand of somebody else who, like
right.
you said, maybe they failed to raise their child. We were taught not to mess with people's things.
That's
stay
right.
where my mama's words, stay where I owe the rent, where I owe the mortgage. So, yeah, we stayed on our own little thing, and we didn't bother other people's stuff.
That's
so,
right.
But it's right. Nowadays, these people, it's not the children. It's like 20-year-olds, 30, 40-year-old people acting like children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just try to avoid that. That's how I've been staying out of trouble and at peace is when I see something that looks shabby or shady, I avoid it. I just try to avoid it because I don't want any trouble. I'm not giving any, so I shouldn't have any.
Well, I think you're
so.
Saying that you're not to it. That's the beauty of it, is learning how to not feed into certain things that would cause it to flare
right.
up. And that's what you're saying. And that's you know, your P's and Q's, you know what I mean? Because it can easily
right.
take place. You have seen the person doing it, you know, as I said, when that emblem was going off of my car,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know who'd done it, but I'm sure I like to think that it possibly could have been a kid who done that,
yeah,
because every time you turn around,
yeah.
they was turning and flipping and made it be where you
yeah.
know somebody messing with it. And that's just
mm-hmm.
one example. There's so many more that go on, and you have to keep in mind that growing up in today's society, there's a different twist to it now. You can't say things to them. You can't discipline them. You know, it's
yeah.
a whole new,
yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
to,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's afraid to do. So when they go out, they say, well, it's my thing. I can do what I want to do, you know. And, you know, that's kind of tough. So I believe
yeah.
we need to bring back what I would call the good old days, being disciplined.
Shut
you
up.
Know, being, yeah, that's right. It's time to bring it back. And I think
and
that.
And, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was in agreement with you, but I was saying, too, as far as like we were talking about, even with home ownership or properties, and those people try to stay in communities with people that think like they think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to respect
yeah.
your property. You're going to respect mine, and we're going to look out for each other since we got to live this close. And, you know, we right. But it's bad when you and people should not be segregated. I'm not saying that. But I am saying a few apples, like, kills the whole bunch. They kill the bunch,
does.
And that's terrible.
I agree
that's
with
awful.
Because I have one that I'm proud of her. Most beautiful neighbors on the opposite
mm-hmm.
side. Another one. And you know who didn't contend with me much? Was the pastor and his wife down the street. I don't know which way they went these days. I know they still got their home. But
oh, yeah.
I didn't worry about that. And they were of the same complexion as myself is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
And,
hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what happened with my phone, but I had to pull my live stream down because we got messed up. Me now?
Is that
yeah,
for Facebook? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Ain't nothing but the devil.
You
I
getting used to your new toy. That's okay. That's all right.
I used to.
Toy for a while to get used to it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate y'all keeping it going there. We had to, unfortunately, we had to stop our live stream there, but nonetheless, we're here.
If I may interrupt real, real fast, I want to say when you see the 806 number, that is an urban American family is what he called himself on YouTube, which is my son, Derek.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's who that
Derek,
is.
I
and
apologize,
he,
man.
He said, no, it's a, you had no idea of knowing, but I'm just putting it out there, so, you know.
Hello.
All right, We got him here now. Don, I'm coming right to you. Derek, I'm sorry, man. How you doing?
Yes, sir. No problem. All right, and you?
Good. I apologize for the mishap there for the technical difficulty.
No, sir.
8112. I'm getting used to another toy here. So, but anyway, so much for that. Thanks for joining
yes,
us. I did want to give you a chance to weigh in. And we got Don from Selma, Alabama, who's on the line with us as well. Don, how you doing, brother?
Man, a lot of murders down here, Mr. Docker.
Yeah, we got them up here too. But we talk about Don how a hard head makes a soft booty, and that's part of the consequences that we find in urban America, where it's predominantly black neighborhoods. A lot of loss of lives, a lot of happiness is gone, and things of that nature. And what we're trying to get at is how is it that we always finding ourselves facing negative consequences in life? And give me a
Mr. Dockery.
Yes.
Mr. Dockery.
Yes.
through sin and disobedience. Whenever you don't listen to your elders and you break the principles of your elders, what do you think you're going to get?
That's so
you know, I don't quite understand it. There was a girl boy just come in the store a while ago. I just told him, I said, guess what? Y'all ain't Republicans. Oh, yeah. No, you're not.
Okay.
See, whenever a snake, see, that's the nature of the snake. The nature of the snake is to trick you and to bite you. That's his nature.
Mm-hmm.
Go back
mm-hmm.
to the 1800s. Who was the senator? Bruce Blanche? See, we were Republicans, and we started the Republican Party. Then they tricked you over in the Democratic Party, right? Andrew Jackson children right there, right today, running drugs.
Right.
So if you go out there and play with that snake going to bite you.
Let me say something. There are some people who know nothing about Republicans or Democrat, really, even though they follow it. But let's take that off the table for a second, and let's talk about what you just said, a powerful thing, and that is principle. Discipline and order. I talked about that at the beginning of the monologue. I think you're right on point right there. Let's talk about that for a second. Whether we label that as Democrat, Republican, or anything else, let's talk about the importance of discipline and order in our lives. I like that. I like that. Go ahead, Derek. Question or comment, man? You've been patiently waiting on this.
Me being young, from certain parts of the state, you're taught games. Even when you go to school, you're taught games. So you're either going to ride with this crew or you're going to ride with that crew. So they praise stealing and killing and robbing and drug dealing, and the music is no better. So by the time you get to where you're old enough to know better, your mind is already programmed and you done lost everything.
Yep.
Wow.
The society, they look at you crazy. Nobody wants to help you. You're just out here.
Wow.
You're worthless, no good drug dealer. So where do you turn? Crime. And where that leads you? In jail. And that's what happens to you. If you don't listen to mommy, you don't find out the hard way. You don't listen to daddy, you don't find out.
That ground off in the back with him.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody
you made
some
a
noise.
Okay. Hey, Derek.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It sounds like you are distant from your phone or maybe on the earpiece or something. That may be why we couldn't quite hear you clearly. But I did hear you say.
Hold on.
If
you got an earpiece, take it out and listen to your phone directly.
All right.
Okay.
I think that was Don. Stay with it. I think that was Don back. But, Derek, I did hear you say that as a young person, if you find yourself unexposed to proper guidance, wisdom, and information, then you find yourself thrust out into society where civically people are expected to be able to produce or to demonstrate discipline and responsibility independently of your mom and your dad and everybody. Then you find yourself saying, well, Dad, doggone, ain't nobody taught me that. I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was asking 3072 and 8112 earlier. Where do we find such instruction in urban America? Where a black baby is born today, 18 years later, it will be no question as to whether or not they'll get that principled information. Is that possible?
Where we find it is, it's got to stop with the internet, the TV. Quit letting it control your kids. Nowadays, kids are ran by this. And to be honest with you, not even on the racist level, the white man in the government is running all this. And you let that entertain your kids instead of taking your kids outside and teaching your kids certain stuff. The problem is, it's not that the people before us failed. We're failing our kids because we didn't want to listen to mom and dad until it's too late.
Yeah.
And then
play
pity party like, well, I wasn't taught these things, so I'm not teaching you these things. You learn them on your own.
Right.
And it's just a cycle that repeats itself.
Wow.
I wanted to.
It's the same. We listen to the white man, and that's the police are saying, and you won't listen to your mom and dad, but you'll listen to him.
Interesting. Wow. Derek, you
can I just
go ahead, 37-2, what we gonna say?
I wanted to just say, hey, handsome brown man, I see you and your family on Facebook. I'm so proud of you guys, and I am totally in agreement with you. You know, that's the problem. I think in the urban community, there is too much entertainment and not enough seriousness. We're being entertained too much. We need to sit down and think and strategize and plan and work. That's the problem. It's the whole world now is just a big party, a big game. Everything is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is taken serious, you know.
That's powerful there. Man, that's
not just that. I mean, we're not business owners no more. We don't strive to be anything. It's like you are where you're at, and we're just living to die. Nobody wants anything out of life anymore. And then
dude
that beat them down and call them geeks and that sort.
D, hold on for a second. Yes, Don, are you hearing that?
Yes, sir, and I totally agree. Guess what I did on my Google Maps the other day? I Googled up where I first got with my dad, and the pink house is beautiful, Mr. Dockery.
Okay.
It's beautiful. But you're going to see my mama's house is tore up.
Okay.
And guess what we did in that pink house? We strategized and planned.
Okay. Now, Don, here's a good thing, Don. See, Don and I have talked a lot about, Derek, how we can socially orientate young brothers from the worst situations to overcome those. He and I have talked about, and guess what, Don? Pastor Waller and I are currently bumping heads and working on those type of thing as well. Here's what we know. That's one of the reasons we came to this podcast, because we understood that the problems that Derek is talking about, that Don is talking about, that 8112 experiences and 3072, these things are not just in one place. They're all over the place. Somehow, people of brown skin think life is supposed to be some big old party. And they wonder why our babies don't take very much seriously. Because somehow,
nothing serious.
And I say this lovingly now, somehow the children have gotten, too many children, not everybody, but too many of them gotten the message that it's okay to have a party all the time. When you go to school, you're supposed to go to what? Enjoy yourself and clown. When you go to work, you're supposed to act like a clown. When you go to church, you don't take that seriously. That was Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
That is why it's like a drug addict or an alcoholic. So because, like you said, in every aspect of life, we're expecting it to be fun, to clown, to you going to keep reaching for the next high, the next biggest party, the next right. What you going to keep on going so fast and so furious and so high to right. You're going to find yourself doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and that's when the hard head and the soft behind thing come in. You need to tone it down. Really and truly, there's no cause for you to turn up and tip or propose a toast when you haven't earned nothing. You haven't got nothing more than you had yesterday. What is there to party and celebrate? You need to still be working.
Look, if my homie
you need to be working toward that drink then.
Hey, 3072, if my homie get killed, I'm going to toast to him passing, right? For libation.
No.
If we have a wedding, I got to have some alcohol to celebrate, right? If I have a success, I come home from jail, I got to tip it. Look, is that right, Darren?
But when does it stop? Okay, all of those things. Okay, but when do you stop drinking then? When do you stop partying? The wedding been over 2 weeks ago.
Wait a minute. Let me go to Derek, then I'm going to bring Pastor Wally. Y'all saying some stuff tonight. Go ahead, D.
But see, society makes it okay. That's what they're pushing. They're, like, lately you're going to see this new gender where there's no gender. They're separating males and females. They're pushing it. It's okay to be an alcoholic. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, when you die, you're dead. There's no Jesus. There's no God. You answer to no one. And that's what they're pushing. They've been pushing this for a long time. We didn't know, like, you don't know. But, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but they've been pushing this, and it's going to continue. And your kids are going to start more and more and more. It's weird. Like, it's hard to explain it, but, yeah, they've been pushing all that, and it's going to keep going. I don't even know what to say. I don't want to get too deep in anything.
I didn't mean to interrupt anyone, but if I may intervene, what I've taught my kids all my life, all their life, and I drink and I smoke cigarettes, I am not ashamed of who I am.
Okay,
however,
okay.
My point is, you do not do as I do. You do as I say. And as long as you let me guide you, I will show you the correct way to go, because I would not cause any harm to you. And you can speak to every one of them, and I guarantee you they have no choice but to tell the truth, because a liar is no good to me.
Well, I don't drink alone, for the record, so, and I am her, I'm her son, so.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is instructive. This is instructive. Pastor Waller, because Deuteronomy 28 and 13, this is what I led off the monologue with. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Watch this, you all. Watch this. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee today to observe and do them. Here's the condition. We can be successful, Derek, as a people anywhere in the world if we hearken and obey the commandments of the Creator of the universe. What do you think about that, Derek?
That was beautiful. And I believe it. I don't know what to really say about that. I mean, you can't contest the Bible.
I know what to say.
It's a blueprint for everything that we're existing of. It's just they're getting rid of the Bible. There's no other way to say it, but the devil he's here. And soon we are all going to have to answer for the things that we do.
Right.
There's a lot going on. And
Mr.
Dockery. And hold them tight.
I'm coming to
Mr.
Dockery. Go ahead, Don.
The biggest seller in Selma right now is not alcohol. The biggest seller in Selma is sex pills. I work at Raceway.
What?
Yes, sir. You're off, Doc. Sex pills and rubbers is the biggest seller in Selma. They don't want no alcohol, Doc.
Say what?
Go over and ask Mo. Mo jumped up and down that day. All they want to do is have sex.
Me too.
Wow.
And where's this?
And that's numbing himself out too. That same thing.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me bring back.
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm sorry.
Go ahead again.
Go ahead.
I ain't saying nothing.
No, but Don is right.
37.
Go ahead,
Pastor Waller.
Go.
No, let Pastor go.
Yeah, I want to put emphasis on the solution, because that's what 37:2 was saying. What are we going to do about it? What can be done? Is it anything that can take place that can stick the enemy from the power? Because the enemy has power. Let's get out of the enemy has power. Just watch what he's doing right now and what he's continuing to do. So that means he has power. But, however, the power that he has, he can be stripped from it with the solution. And, I'm going to share this with you all. I'm going to ask you to just listen to it and then meditate on the thought of what I'm getting ready to share with you, all right? Now, this is nothing to kid you. This is a serious thing here. It says, thus said the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together. Picking that being oppressed together. And all that took them captive, listen to this, held them fast. They refused to let them go. When you take that hit and you start chasing after that drug, once you take that hit, you're never going to get that same hit again. It took me 20 years to realize that. 72, I never got that same hit. And it took 20 years. I thought I was never going to get free. But the captain had me fast and refused to let me go. But what happened? The solution kicked in. The next mission, the Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly please their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. So in other words, when I call on the Lord and ask him for help, he disquieted the enemy from having me to continue to do what I was doing. In other words, he shut him down. That was the solution. So how are we going to get to the solution? Get to somebody who knows how to do it and be humble enough to say, okay, since you know how to do it over in this area and someone else knows how to do it over in that area, you just hook up with somebody who's got the hookup and then watch change take place. These young people need to know that the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He got me when I was young, and he's getting so many young people right now. But there is a solution. Because the Redeemer can do it. That's just the way it is. The enemy does not want nobody to know that they're holding them down captive and refuse to let them go. What do refuse mean? Refuse to let them go. That means that he's not going to let up often. I'm not going to tell you to stop doing drugs. I'm not going to tell you to stop robbing, stealing, and killing.
Well,
I'm going to do all you can do to continue to do that. So we got to get with the solution and watch it work.
Okay.
That's what we have to do.
Okay.
I was going to add, Pastor Wally, when you read the scripture, you read about them being, what was it, oppressed together.
Yes.
Oppressed together. What did the Bible even speak about? When one or two gather in my name. So there's power in that. But if you put in the wrong combination of that power together, you're going to always get a result. Because there is strength in numbers. There is strength in numbers. But what kind of numbers do you want together to produce that power? What kind of power do you want? Do you want the negative power to where, like you said, people are being killed, destroyed, their lives are ruined, and people are dying ignorant? You're supposed to die wise. You're supposed to die with wisdom. But no, they're dying ignorant. That is so sad. I don't want that to be me. I don't want that to be me. I want to, you know, it's that's sad. A 70-some-year-old person that dumber than they were when they were a child, when they could have been molded and taught. But you die a fool. You die a fool. Wow.
Let me ask you. I want to lean on Derek if y'all don't mind. I'm not picking on you, Derek, but you got my you got me messed up here. You got me messed up here, little brother. I'm looking to come to Peoria as well as some other places, but I'm working hard and in conversation with some people. Come to Peoria, right, Derek?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to waste nobody. I don't want to waste anybody's time there.
Yes, sir.
And we know, Derek, we know that there are some people who got some hot, I love them now, like peanut butter, love jelly, but they got some hard heads. Okay, Derek?
Yes, sir.
how can you cause them to understand why they behinds hurt so much when it comes to interacting with the police, when it comes to failing in school? Hold on 1 second. Let me finish this thought, then I want you to respond.
Yes, sir. Yes,
when
sir.
It comes to not doing well academically, when it comes to their physical health, when it comes to bringing children in the world without a plan and causing their children to repeat the same cycles, Derek, how do we not waste their time and come? What do we say to them? What do I say to them when I get there? Go ahead, Derek.
It's hard to say, but I think it starts with school. Growing up in Peoria, they failed us, to be honest with you. The teachers don't care. They teach you that society don't care. The police are racist. They beat you. They treat you like you're not human. They stop you and say, I pulled you over because you look suspicious. Where's the drugs? And you like, what drugs? So then they all get together and they form this little clique. We're not stopping for you. We're not doing nothing you say. And it's hard because you trying to talk to them, they like, you in the same predicament I'm in. So in order to fix that community, it's going to take someone stepping up and showing them. But Peoria is ran by money. And as long as somebody got more money than you, the power is bigger than yours. So it's hard to say. It's really hard to say because it's a rough little town.
Hold on one second, 37. So, Derek, a lady by the name of Denise Moore is the council person over. Okay, you're familiar with. So you know she's a council person, and what, by all measures, is one of the roughest neighborhoods in Peoria. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is there's something she can do with her position as a representative, a political elected representative for that councilmatic district. Something she can do to address the apparent mentality that you said of the police, of the school district, as well as other people in society who are quick to label certain individuals who they say are, quote, suspicious. So what I'm hearing from you is perhaps the conversation needs to be held with those type of people. What do you think?
Yeah, if she came out there and, like, showed them that she cares and treat them like they're human, people would change. Like, all of them would change. It's just we've been done wrong for so long. You know us as black folks, we get labeled, we get mistreated and misguided. Like, you go to the hospital and they give you generic medicine. Like, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, if you treat them like they're humans and not pets, then you will start to see a change in the community. It's up to you to change your community.
I see. Okay. So Derek, here's what I'm striving to do. I don't mean to cut you off. Here's what I'm striving to do right now. I'm going to do my best to get Councilwoman Moore on so that she can understand the need for certain focused interventions. All right?
Yes,
now, here's the flip side. That head, his tail. Y'all bear with me, guys. Y'all bear with me, the rest of the guys on call. I'm coming right back to you, 3072. That head, Derek, his tail. When the intervention comes, it's important for people to make up in their mind, like Chronicles, the Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and turn from certain behaviors, then the solution that Pastor Wallace beautifully laid out, it can take effect. But you can't be wrong in that order and expect everybody else to be. You've got to make sure from the get-go you're willing. Now, I'm talking about young people now. Because, see, it's old folk that's out of order, too, and that's part of why the baby's out of order, because a bunch of great-grown, musty folk are acting fools and making excuses for being a fool. Ain't nothing worse than a fool than an old fool. Old fool has plenty of time to get things together. And so I love what you're saying to me, and I'm going to have this conversation with your council person there. I believe that's where it starts.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's where it starts. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Don?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Don.
Yep.
Let me go.
Yes, sir. 372. Yes, sir.
Hold on, Don. 3072, you've been very patient. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say all of what you said, that, when help shows up, we got to put a hand in helping ourselves. By being, like the Bible said, like Chronicles said, humbling ourselves. I mean, it's no excuse. And I'm glad that Derek is putting it out there. Yes, there are grave injustices going on every day, especially in the urban communities. But
okay,
we have to look at part, if any, are we playing a part into those grave? Are we doing ourselves injustices even with our behaviors, our responses, our rebuttals, our replies even to what they're throwing at us?
Okay. So, Don.
Huh?
Don? If
yes, sir.
If you and I are seen fighting in the street, I mean scrapping, swinging at one another, throwing blows,
mm-hmm.
should everybody sit back and watch us get popcorn, and should the police not respond?
And do World Star?
Hold on.
But that's
Don.
But
go ahead.
But Mr. Dockery, that's exactly what's happening. You know, it's just like right here in Selma right now. The biggest people that got funding was the Catholic Church here. They feed us.
Okay.
They're getting ready to build a gym. But you can't give us resources to grow our own food. So,
wow.
You know, and they went to the state and got the money.
Wow. So,
and Mr. Dockery, you remember when you called and told me about what was that piece you told me there? And it came out in the paper up under that Democratic organization down here with Joe Reed and them. It came out just the way you said. They were getting money for democracy, to miseducate. And Randy brought that up this morning on the radio.
Okay. Well, I'm not lying. You know, the truth is the truth. And it's not the truth because I said it. But Don, here's what's important. I appreciate that. Here's what's important. I'm loving what Derek is saying. We have to assume responsibility for the proactive change in our lives and in our community. If we don't do it, ain't nobody gonna do it for you. Now, I'm sorry.
But you gotta be proactive.
I agree with you 1,000%. But you can have $1 million and 8112 if you take a gas and a match and set it to that $1 million, what good is it for you?
No good.
Ain't no good.
Can't nobody benefit from it then, can they? And that's what we have to realize. What I found out, 8112, is that some of the best talent comes out of urban America. Some of the best information, some of the best contributions to humanity, but we never take credit for it. Somebody else observes it, they document it, then they go write books about what you done came up with. Next thing you know, they the expert on you. We got to stop that.
But Mr. Dockery, don't that come because that community had the correct educational information? That's just like if Dr. Tellers hadn't put the banking course, the business in law, the business in mouth at Selma University, I couldn't see what I could see. So if the child don't have the correct educational information there for him to read, no, he can't benefit from his thought, his idea, or his energy that he produced.
That's correct. Let 8112 is going to respond to that. I'm sorry, Don. You're right, Don. Go ahead, 8112. I'm sorry. We cut you off. You there? Okay. Well, go ahead, Don. Finish your thought. I apologize.
That's the only thing I was saying, Mr. Darker. When I start studying business and law, and I start studying that banking book, I come to see then it wasn't nobody outside of me; it was me. You see what I'm saying? If you don't have that information, then you blind.
Okay,
but if you got
now,
that information,
now,
you can see.
I'm on here now.
Okay.
Hello.
come on here.
With all due respect, sir, I'm gonna put it like this.
Okay.
Being myself as one of those people that you're talking about, I didn't have to study business and law. I studied common sense because I was always told one of your senses is common sense.
Mm-hmm.
It
walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, quack, quack, it must be a doggone duck. But it is up to you to make the decision whether you go to the left or the right. If you going to the
mm-hmm.
left and it ain't working for you, what you going to do about that? How is it working for you? If it ain't working for you, it's no good to you. So I think I better go back to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So therefore, being that as it said,
sometimes the hardest people on us is the same ones that came from the same walk of life that we speak up on today. And it is crucial that you try to remember when I went to penitentiary. No, they forget. You was one of them same little bad self kids, almost as bad we are. Same little bad kids running around the neighborhood doing your damn, and now you figure I got this plan. I got it sold up. So now I am better than you.
Okay,
your
church.
And then I want to add.
All right, hold on one second. We're not suggesting that with the information, okay? We're not suggesting that it'll make anyone better than the next person, but we can all be better than the destructive behavior. Would you agree with me on that?
Lord. Yes.
Yes, I can, because I don't believe in destructive behavior. What I believe is being, as you call, real talk. Okay, because people get
straight talk.
I'm sorry. People get in a place in their lives where they're doing better than what they used to. Then they speak down, as I call it, upon the little people. Now we're talking about the little people, meaning the children. That do not know or understand where you're coming from at whatever age we are. Some of these kids didn't have this guidance, is what I'm speaking upon. Some of them don't know they left from their right. And now I don't mean that literally, talking about putting your feet in your shit. Some of them are so intelligent because they know right from wrong, such as you and I do. And when you get through putting yourself up on that pedicle, anything goes up must come down. And if it don't come down, that means you're going to heaven. And if it do come down, you're going to hell.
That's what Sir Isaac Newton. Okay, go ahead, 37-2.
I mean, I can relate, and I understand what she is saying. As I grow older, I felt that exact sentiment when I was like a teenager or I was 20 and I was coming up and people were older than me and they got somewhere in life. They made it not to be six figure earners, but to be on maybe a higher level than I was financially speaking, educational wise. On other things, I think, and now I can kind of see their point of view.
Yeah.
Now I can understand that. And no, I don't make six figures. I better make 20 hours overtime or I'm going to be struggling. But for that I do work and for that efforts that I do put forth, I just do not. I absolutely will not have nobody come and step in my way in my life or make my damn struggles, excuse me, harder than what they already are for me.
That's
because
right.
of their choices. I don't care whatever they want to do, if they want to post up on a block or sell drugs or if they're career criminals, that's on them. I don't judge them. I don't know them.
Yeah.
However, I know what I don't want for my life and in my way.
Yes.
That's
I'm
saying.
Let me say this. I'm going to try to merge what you and 8112 are saying together, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that, and hey, Derek.
Yes, sir.
I want you to back me up on this, okay? I want you to be my bodyguard here, okay? I'm going to try to merge these two ladies' thoughts together to be my bodyguard tonight. So, so that you don't come off as if you're trying to be snooty or better than somebody else, but at the same time, you are firm, fair, and consistent with them about the truth and the change they need. How about this? You pull them away from everybody else so as not to embarrass them in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you let them know. And you let them know, look here, little brother, little sister, your stuff is out of order. I love you.
But they'll fight you. They'll fight you.
Hold on.
They'll pull a gun on you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, 37.
They'll go tell their mama. They'll tell their mama you did something wrong to them.
37 too. Wait a minute, 37. I got Derek.
Then the mama will be trying to fight you.
Wait a minute, 37 too. Listen. Derek, you got my back, don't you, man?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. No, so I hear what you're saying, 37 too, and that's why a lot of people don't try to do it. They just move out the hood and they say,
yeah,
leave them to the
way.
Now, watch this, though. Watch this. You can leave, but your success will never be able to be used or benefit by them. Now, I'm of the school of thought that we got to be honest with people, but at the same time, we got to be loving. Now, Pastor Waller will tell you that some people will run up and they run their mouth like they're a leader and they this and that, and they don't have a clue how to put their right shoe on their right foot. They always put their left on their shoe.
Didn't I just
say that?
Yep.
Yeah.
You reworded, but I think I just said that now.
I'm trying
Mr.
to bring both of y'all thoughts. Yes, sir.
And you know what, Mr. Darker? I'm down in Selma, Alabama, right? It's supposed to be the home of the right to vote. They are on one bank in the town. They down here doing executional murders, and you ain't got one financial institution in the town. Seems like the bell should done rang all off in your head.
In Selma, Alabama? Right. What you call it, Selma, Alabama? I wouldn't want to go there.
Don't come, because they killing.
Hell, you going to kill my...
Hold on, Dan. Wait a minute, Dan. Don, guess what?
That ain't funny. How you going to get your $3 out the bank and they ain't got a bank?
Okay.
Well, let me – hey, 8112, let me tell you why what he said – that's okay. Let me tell you why what he said is significant. Because you may have seen on TV back in 1950-something when a bunch of people crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The civil rights movement. That was the hotbed of the civil rights movement. Now you see everybody talking about it, but our babies ain't learning from it. What he's saying after 60 some years, the hotbed of the civil rights movement is so butt backwards that they don't even own black folk don't even own a bank in the town that they kicked off the civil rights movement in. That's what he's saying.
Y'all teaching
80% of the population is you.
I mean, y'all teaching me something. I'm willing to learn. Teach me. I like learning.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's what he's saying. And that's not only in Selma. That's in areas where there are predominantly, in voting precincts, where there are predominantly black folk, males, females, with old folks, young people.
Okay, it's so crazy that we don't even own our own hair supply stores.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't own anything that's got to do with black. It's all patent, and we buy it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
The Chinese, they capitalized on our hair products. The Arabs capitalized on the
clothes. They get rich like that, and I know it because I buy them. I'm going to make my own wigs.
I went to buy some hair last week, and some Iranians was owning that. I was like, wow, how can they tell me anything about hair? Like,
you not need that. That is not what you need.
Yeah. Y'all let Derek finish.
Yeah.
Y'all let Derek. He on the money tonight. Go ahead, D.
I mean, I was just putting my input, but yeah, that's real strange to me. And I even went so far to look up to see how many black owners there is when it comes to the beauty supply chain. There's not many.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Let me tell you something, Derek. There are Asian business owners who actually produce the hair in Asia. They have set it up to where you can't go over there and buy from them. They only sell to one another.
Yeah.
So you can buy secondary in the United States, and it's not going to be the pure stuff that you get overseas. Now, here's the question. When are sisters going to realize that they're naturally beautiful, and maybe they don't need all that hair?
True.
No, that's right.
I do. Well.
I ain't gonna realize because I
he's got a mouthful right there.
It's when we quit calling them boarheads and putting them down. It's when we start treating them like they're beautiful and quit using them like
that's
they're throwaways.
That's true.
They do
say
it
that.
Because of the men. So
say that, brother. Say that.
But look,
with the men.
So Derek, you saying brothers got to get rid of this fake secret fantasy that we want sisters to try to look like somebody they're not. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Not just that. That father needs to let that child know that she's beautiful no matter what.
Wow.
No, that's right.
It starts with home.
Well, let me just say.
Lord,
I buy my hair for convenience, honey, not because I don't think I'm pretty. I buy it because it keeps me from getting up an hour earlier to try to fix it and maintain it before I have to go to work.
Hey,
so
hey,
I wear it.
I
wear
it for
that.
I've been buying mine for 40 years, and I like it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not saying that, but...
Right. Listen to what he's saying. Go ahead, finish your thought, dude. We got 8 minutes. Man, look at this. This thing gets juiced
like
and not time getting away.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say about it because, I mean, my fiance, I tell her, you beautiful, but then she feel like, oh, I need it. So, I mean, if you want to buy it, float the boat. Yes, sir.
But listen, Derek. Listen. You said something that was extremely powerful. When the father lifts his daughter up in the air and looks her in the eye and say, baby, you are beautiful, just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one them been having.
Hold on. She don't need any other affirmation. So part of what we got to do is take the onus of responsibility off the sisters and put it on brothers to get our business straight so that sisters can have what? The security, the love, the affirmation, and the encouragement to be the beautiful black sisters that they were made. How about that, Derek?
Yes, it's true, but not just that. Females don't know. They really run the world. A lot of them don't know that.
They stop.
You can shake a man up. They run this world, and they don't know that. It starts
with
you, so. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you a secret. Don't you tell nobody I said this, okay? They got everything in the reasonable man is trying to get hold to. So what they arguing about?
Yes, sir.
I ain't got it. I'm sorry. I bumped my head a few times or something. I missed out on some things.
Wait. He talking about everything that a reasonable man wants? What we worrying about, where the reasonable men at? That they hard to come back.
Hello.
Because women make themselves available at a drop of a dime. If women was to start fighting. And
did I raise you?
As soon as they are, then the men will.
My throat got clouded. Then shit, excuse me. I'm sorry, Pastor.
Stop to it. Men will straighten up.
Wow.
But
okay.
Teach me your methods then. Since I raised you and you got better methods than me, teach me how you do that there.
Hold on. Now.
I can't. I'm not a woman. You did a good job.
Hold on, guys. This is great conversation. We only got 6 minutes. Pastor Waller, bail me out, man. I'm in trouble, man. Help me out.
You have a song by David Ruffin. You understand? And he said,
yes, sir.
Show me a girl that's fine, and I'll show you one that she's loving every time. So duty's on the swim. When you say duty's on the swim, that is the purpose of saying
that's right.
That. You can show me. Go ahead and show me the girl that's fine. But he said, I'll show you one with true loving every time. In other words, it'll supersede that beauty that's on the outside. So we got to get down with what the brother was talking about. They're beautiful just because there's something deep within that even eyes cannot see. You see what I'm saying on the outside?
So you
go deeper than eyes can see. In other words, I understand what it means to be lost. And I'm sitting back listening, and I appreciate what I'm hearing, but it kind of took me back, you know. It made me look back into what I really know. And, you know, that beauty thing, you know, I had no respect for the beauty. You know, even if they look good, I didn't treat them like they look good. I treat them all the same. You know, in other words, I love them all to give me reason. You know, if you was looking good, if you wasn't, you still, they say beauty is something that, you know, you look at and you see it and you say, oh, my goodness. But I didn't have that. I was misled, but I didn't have that. You know, I got tricked. In other words, I didn't know how to treat no woman. So today, you know, it goes deep in the eyes and see for me with that. You know?
Y'all done messed me up tonight.
Beauty
comes
within
you.
Beauty shines from the inside to the outside. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes,
everything.
All right. Well, we got 4 minutes, man. Golly, I can't wait to let you go. Let me do this right. Don, give me a final thought before we get out of here, man. Right quick. Give me 30 seconds.
Like I said, Mr. Darker, we still at the we still at the economic question. And Mr. Dockery, economics only going to come when we understand the God in ourselves and how to create. Because buying other folks' things and trying to feel your get joy out of it ain't going to do it. But getting joy out of what you create, that's what's going to do it.
That's heavy right there, John. That's heavy, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right.
Come on, Daryl. You too hot for me, man. I have to watch you, dude. Go ahead, give me
30
seconds.
I don't even know what to say, to be honest with you. I'm lost.
We appreciate you all the same, Derek. And we'll be back next Tuesday. I hope you can join us. If you're not working and your schedule permits. Okay then. All right, God bless you, man. Come on 37 too right quickly.
81-12, don't be kissing on that sweet brown baby he got, Derek got. They got some beautiful children. Y'all pray for me that I don't get seditty, but I'm going on with it.
All right. Do your thing. Thank you so much, yeah. All right, 81-12, wrap us up right quickly before we turn over basketball.
Oh, wow. This has been so fulfilling for me. I can't even talk about it right now. I will say, however, I thank God for Jesus for all of us. I'm approaching 55 in a couple of days. Lord bless me, live and see it. I want to take it with a big bang, not going up the world, but starting to live my life again.
55
and 5. I keep doing what they're doing for everyone, and then I want to continue to do what I do for everyone, and God bless all of us.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We'll be back next Tuesday. Join us there. Pastor Waller, come on, take us home, man. We got about a minute and a half here.
Been a lot of joy being stirred up, so we just praise God for everyone who had a chance to talk and all those who was listening. Last thing I like to share with the group as a whole, in order to get the job done and for the solution to be carried out, there is a scripture that talks about it is not in man to direct his own steps. You know, what I love about that is that it's time for us to allow someone who knows everything about us to guide us into a direction that would cause change to come in our community as a whole and utilize the power that we have within us and exercise it in a manner that you would be able to acknowledge that the Lord himself said that God is no respecter of person, man, and that's where we got to look at it. Stand up for what's right.
All right.
And everything will be all right.
All right. God bless, man. God. It'll be December the 4th, our next episode, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Thank you, Pastor Waller. Thank you, 8112. Thank you, 37. Brother Robert. Eric, thank you so much. And Don and all those that join us. Join us again for another episode of Talk Straight right here on Blog Talk Radio, Talk Straight, your host is Reverend Dockery. We'll be back next Tuesday. We'll be next Tuesday. Order my steps in your will.
Praise the Lord. God, good things. All the time. And all the time, God is.